Like seven pair of in first Mishnah, ain't Makdishim lifnei Yovel Pesach Mishnei Shonim. It means it's not recommended to be Makdish less than 2 years before Yovel, because if you do more than 2 years before Yovel, then let's say it's 10 years before Yovel, then you have to, when you redeem it, you, for every year that passed, for every year that's remaining till Yovel, you take off a certain amount. So you can redeem it for less amount of money, since it's not yet Yovel. But if you makdish it within 2 years of Yovel, then when you redeem it, you're going to have to pay the full price. So you're going to have to pay more. But like Goyle Macha Yovel Pavos Mishonah means if you makdish it within a year after Yovel, it does not take effect, and therefore you don't have to redeem it. Emechashim Chadoshim Lehektish. If it's you don't make a cheshbon of half years, in which you always round off the year. When it comes to redeem it in the middle of a year, we don't say that it's enough to give for half a year. But he has to give the full amount for that year, as if he redeemed it at the beginning of the year. But if there's a revach, there's a gain for a hektish by the fact that a certain amount of months pass by, then in a chanam we do treat it as if those months pass by. What's an example? If he wants to redeem in the middle of the 48th year, so we said that if it's 2 years before Yovel, you have to pay the full price when you redeem it. So here, if it's 1.5 years, if we treat it as 1 year beforehand, you'll have to pay the full price. If you treat it as 2 years beforehand, then you can deduct for those 2 years. So we're saying that if it's a half a year, and it's going to be rather hectic, we treat it as if you are makdish in 1 year before Yovel, you are being poided 1 year before Yovel, and you have to pay the full price. Okay, so whichever way it goes, the hektish gains from the half years. Noisin b'zerachoy mesayim chamishim shekel kesef for a makdish zadeh b'shash a Yovel. If someone's makdish is field at the time of Yovel, noisin b'zerachoy mesayim chamishim shekel kesef for an area which you can plant this amount of sayim, a chaymer of sayim. Then you give 50 shekel kesef. A chomer is a kur, which is 30 soin, which is 50 by 50 times 30 amos. If there were holes in the ground which are 10 tefachim deep, or rocks that are 10 tefachim tall, einim dodim minim, we won't count that because it's considered not part of the field. But it's possible kind of they're less than 10 tefachim above or below the level of the ground, it dodim minim, we count that because that's considered part of the field. It's bottom to the field. If it's makdish 2 or 3 years before Yovel, noisin sel putin l'shana. Then he, when he redeems it, has to give one sell and a pudding per year. If he says that every year I'm going to give, in other words, it's 2 years beforehand, he says instead of paying for the two full years, every year when the year comes, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to pay half of the amount. No, that we don't do. At the time of the redemption, you have to pay for the full amount that you are redeeming it from Hektish. You have to pay the entire redemption in one shot.